A popular Outcast production.
All right, so we're recording now.
Wait,
we can cut this out. It's fine.
7 o'clock. That starts the open mic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typically. It's a Saturday, so you'd either have to leave work early or miss part of it if you came.
Saturdays have been pretty dead, so I can probably just leave early. Yeah.
Saturdays.
Well, for me,
dead?
At least.
Yeah.
I think right now it's also the transition period between kids going back to high school and kids just starting college back up again.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really ready to go out and rebel against the family and get pierced.
That's
true. Get their crazy nostril piercing that their parents are going to disown them for.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to come to them, but the fucking other girl that I work with, never fucking works. And if I can goddamn get off on a Saturday.
I will never
you can always
get
come
off on a Saturday.
Later.
Yeah, but I don't.
But at least your salon closes early enough. You're not going to be there the whole time.
We close usually. At 9.
Oh.
But I can schedule myself to like.
Yeah, you make the fucking schedule, dude.
Yeah. Well, if you guys schedule the mics, no mic.
I know.
Soon enough, then I can make the schedule because
hopefully
you also have to remember I make my schedule 8 weeks in advance.
Yeah, hopefully when
it
moves over to the Eagles, it'll have to be more consistent.
It will be the last Saturday of every month.
Yeah.
It has to be, because otherwise.
Which is what we were shooting for at Peppers, but then, Post and Lintel decided that's, when they're going to have their monthly artist talk.
And we when we talk to.
They don't want them to be at the same time because we're so rowdy and they're so not.
Yeah.
And it attracts, totally different crowds.
Yeah.
And once we talked to Mike, it was me, Mike, and Jeff who were talking about the fact that, if we decide that we're going to do this at Eagles, we have to do it, same time every time and
yeah.
keep consistent with it. And if one of us can't make it or two of us can't make it, oh well.
Yeah.
And we all kind of agreed on that.
I think it's pretty much going to be Jeff will pretty much always be able to make it because he looks forward to it because he can get up there and just be an ass.
And yeah, and I should be able to as long as I tell, Jesse hey, I need last Saturday of every month. Sorry, we've got enough people, and I'm not gonna.
I'm moving.
What you doing, Bill?
Looking at.
Yeah. Do you normally get a lot of people showing up to them? You're performing?
Usually between 30 and 50. Okay.
You're better now. Sorry.
Oh,
I had to read your thingy because somebody just asked me what microphones they should get, and I really like these.
Yeah, these are nice. They're not all the same, though, are they? Because I've seen different power switches.
Two of them are his mom's.
Oh, yeah. They're the karaoke mics.
They're really good, yeah. But the other ones sound pretty good. So. Anyway.
I will try to really be on top of the post-it notes.
Okay.
I'm not going to promise anything because I'll probably forget I fucking have them.
It ain't no thing, dog.
Yeah. But you're here, so I mean, maybe you'll be able to chronologically remember where things are if we need to cut. Oh, yeah, that too. That
yeah.
So, we've been recording for 3 minutes and haven't done shit.
We've been here for almost an hour.
So what's going on with your theme song?
I asked Mike Carpenter
our theme song.
He's working on it, right?
A month ago.
I want a theme song.
I'll make you one.
He says he was making us some, 80s song. I listened to your podcast, though.
I want fun and poppy.
That's the first one I haven't listened to, because
I listened
I was there.
To it, and then I heard the end of it when he was talking about my voice and shit. He's like, I hope she doesn't listen to it, because that would be awkward.
Dude, she will.
That was funny.
Yeah. The fucking whole thing is we're gonna have the lightning round now. I'm gonna ask you some questions. So I'm like, okay, what's your favorite movie soundtrack?
You didn't do nearly as bad as you think you did. You sounded good. It was good.
I tried to play it off, you know. It's,
yeah.
What's a good hard episode. Question to answer?
Yeah, he's like, what's your favorite movie soundtrack or score? And I'm like, I always just consider that an incidental thing to the movie, but Mike's all about music, so that's in the forefront of his mind, music makes the movie for him, and I'm like,
after you mentioned the Crow soundtrack, I looked for my CD and I couldn't find it.
Did you really? You know what? I need to find mine.
It's so good.
Yeah, I really like that.
No, it's gonna be really weird sound, but the one soundtrack to really like is "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?"
Oh, yes, I love that soundtrack.
I own that one too.
Only one I don't like. I don't like listening to little kids sing.
Yeah.
So I always skip that little, whatever.
Surprisingly, the Twilight soundtracks have been decent.
Yeah.
Straighten it out a little more.
All right.
Is that what you're talking about?
We should probably introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Bill can cut out the first couple minutes of this where we're just like...
First half hour of bullshit.
Yeah, seriously.
See how long the episode gets.
All right. Oh, shit. I should not tap on this table at all because that's really loud. This is my first time wearing headphones. I'm going to try this throughout the whole episode. See how it goes. It is weird.
You hear your own voice going through there?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. As long as I don't have to, like, re-listen to it, because that geeks me out. I don't know why. I just
She doesn't listen to our podcast.
No, I don't listen to anything that I have recorded.
I
won't be
listening to this. I stopped listening to them, too.
Hear my own voice.
You better listen to them.
I'll never record, like, the answering machine message, because I don't want to hear that going off every time someone calls.
That's
funny. So I let AJ do it.
Totem, leave a message.
Off. And everybody thinks he's talking to them, because like, hello? Hello? And then eventually
I got that message memorized. Hi, right, thank you for calling Totem Tattoo. Normal business hours.
Just have Bill do it. Bill used to do
Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 8 p.m. with piercing available each of those days. Feel free to swing in. Bye.
Off.
That's awesome.
Okay, so anyway.
Welcome.
This is episode 13. That's how Bill saved the episode is number 13.
Lucky 13.
Yeah.
Woo! So this is the Girls on Girls podcast.
Yay!
Yeah. Thanks for listening. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm like, I didn't sleep well last night, and I'm over a beer into this before we started. So pre-gaming.
Yeah, we were up pretty late.
Yeah, we were. I was up till like 2.
Me too. I'm never up till 2.
I was up till 2, but I was laying in bed watching that 70s show.
Only because I was taking money at the door of the Roadhouse last night.
I don't know why
night.
I was still watching it.
For the mechanical bull, which nobody showed up for.
Oh, that I'm bummer!
No, I mean, shit tons of people showed up for it.
Nobody
But nobody
did
on
it.
My Facebook friends list showed up for it, and I'm very disappointed. Except Tucci.
I didn't read the bull, but showed up.
If we hadn't already had plans, we would have been there.
Dude, next time, we're gonna get it probably every couple months.
Awesome.
You guys have it. Dude, it was hilarious. And there was a line like a mile long for
that's awesome though
the whole time.
It's just so fucking funny watching drunk people like slow motion fall off the side of the bull.
Yeah,
they're just there like trying to hold on and just.
So there we go again, trying to fucking introduce a podcast and.
Sorry, it's my fault.
God, Lauren.
No, you already did. It's good.
No, I. Shut up, Bill.
Here, do it now, and then I'll just cut it and put it back.
There you go. Yeah, we'll just we'll retcon this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast.
Seriously.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, no.
That's why people like us.
Shut up. We talk about things.
Lots of things.
Just shut your whore mouth. On topic.
Did you say shut your whore mouth?
I did. That's my thing right now. I don't know. I tell that to my dog all the time. She barks at me. I'm like, shut your whore mouth.
You do that, actually.
I do.
Well, speaking of Four Mouth and that 70s show, Orange is the New Black. You should check that out.
We have been watching it. Yep. I saw the whole first season. Bill just saw... You finished it, too, yeah.
So, all right. Anyway, in case you're not aware of who we are, what we do, may as well just throw in a little mission statement, because we haven't done that in a while. We typically don't really introduce ourselves, because we just assume if you're listening now, you've been listening the whole time, and you don't need to listen to us introduce ourselves every episode.
But if this is your first episode...
Welcome!
I'm Lauren.
I'm Ashley.
Aislinn. And today in the studio, we have our lovely producer, which I always refer to as our lovely... Reverie producer.
Our Reverie producer.
Eric Potter.
I will also be Reverie.
Yeah, our lovely producer, Bill, who is also Ashley's significant other. And today, we have a special guest, Mr. John Santucci, also known as Tucci, Tooch, the Tuchinator, you know, whatever.
Tuchamongus.
The guy who pierces a totem.
Yeah, he is our local piercer. So, now that we've done introductions, we can just fuck off and talk about whatever. Or, you know, Lauren has bullet points she wants to hit.
Lauren has stuff written down.
Lauren has a game plan.
This is the we're doing an episode on body piercing.
Yes.
Today
we're still recording, right? Okay, good. I did good.
So body piercing.
So where do we want to start with that?
Yeah, where do we want to start, Lauren?
Lauren,
I don't
made
know.
A list of questions.
What do you
things.
Mean you don't know?
Basically, I just think that he should explain to listeners who maybe don't have any body piercings what the differences are between different shops, what kind of jewelry that they use, why some shops are more expensive than others.
Yeah, we can start out with the basics. Like, all right.
What should a piercing client look for when they walk into a shop?
Well, first off, you should look for a clean shop. Like, don't go and get your belly button pierced at the bean soup festival, because that just
or you know your cousin's kitchen.
Has that happened?
Yeah, I actually had like a horror story of a neighbor that came in that she called up and I thought I did the piercing, so she asked what time we closed. I told her 8. She's like, "Well, I'm gonna try to make it there. I'm just having a problem with my belly button piercing. I want you to check it out." So I waited. It was like 8:30. They finally showed up and she came in. I checked her belly button out. It was done with I don't know if familiar with everyone is with lengths, but it's like a 3/4 inch like barbell.
That is ginormous.
Yeah, it was a really fucking deep piercing. And it was like, and it was bead to bead. Like, it was swollen up. It was just nasty and red. And I asked the person where they got it done, and it was done at the Bean Soup Festival.
Oh. That's in
I had a band that played a show there once.
It's past
McClure?
Middle
McClure?
McClure, that, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, they had, so a guy had a tent set up there, and not only was he doing shitty piercings out in a dirty environment with probably unsterilized tools and jewelry, but he also charged $60 to get the piercing done. So I would have done it for the like high quality jewelry
for not much more money,
$55, and done it properly, yeah. Where she could actually use other belly button jewelry later on without having to worry about using like a giant like tongue bar in her belly button.
Yeah, that 3/4 inch. What you usually pierce with? What, like a 5/8?
A 3/8.
3/8.
Yeah, 3/8 is like the typical what you're gonna find for a belly button jewelry. But besides that, there's another guy that some people have come into where he insisted that he couldn't pierce people with curved barbells for a belly button because they always get infected and the threading on the barbell is going to scrape going up through the piercing and irritate the person getting pierced. If they're using high quality jewelry, there shouldn't be any threading.
Yeah, there shouldn't be threading on the barbell. No. It should be on the beads.
Yeah, so that's just bullshit. Like, don't listen to the carny aspect of it. Do some research. Look online. Like, you look for implant grade surgical stainless steel or implant grade titanium. Like, those are the highest quality jewels you can put in your body. And also, just side topic, you will not set off any metal detectors. So you can't go through an airport. You don't have to worry about being embarrassed by your genital piercing.
Unless it's like creepy TSA with the fucking like X-ray machine that they can see that stuff.
Like, that stuff they might get the rocks off on, but they're not going to.
Yeah, no.
Nothing's going to set off any metal detectors. Unless it's, I guess actually some of the times the wands, I don't know if they're more sensitive, but they might have like
I think
a
they can adjust
beat.
The sensitivity of them.
The wands actually will set off certain piercings.
Yeah, but as long as it's high quality jewelry, you shouldn't have a problem.
Is
that how your parents found out about?
No, she doesn't know.
Oh.
This is probably how she's going to find out.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ashley's mom. Thanks for listening.
But there's actually a really good site, too, called safepiercing.org that they actually have information on there of, like, questions you should ask yourself when you're looking for someone to pierce you and what you should look for in a high-quality piercer, because in our state, it actually doesn't require any kind of certification.
Nope.
Like, anybody
there
can just
pick
up a needle.
There is no regulation on it.
Just start poking holes in people.
Which is bullshit, because if I want to cut someone's hair, I have to go to school.
Yeah,
I have to get a fucking license.
Yeah. Like, they're trying
and you're
to
not
look
allowed
at
to do it outside of a shop.
Nope. Yes. If you're licensed, you can't do it outside of a shop.
So ridiculous.
So crazy.
Like, they're trying to look at trying to make some certification for it. Like, and ways they're trying to do it is, I think it's like you need to have so many hours of piercing experience under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to, like, be able to show that you performed such and such piercings.
Yeah.
And then have like a bloodborne pathogen certification. But as
which
of right
you
now,
have.
Actually,
or
I don't.
You've taken classes at like APP conferences and stuff, haven't you?
I've never got the bloodborne pathogens one just because that one was conflicting with some other classes I wanted to take at the time. Like, I think that one actually had the first anchor class that I went to.
Yeah, but at least you know.
Yeah, like,
yeah
I,
you were taught by someone who is experienced, like, who has taken, like, every class you could pretty much take.
That's a shout-out to you, Miss Ruth, if you're listening.
Yeah. Hey, Ruth, I doubt you're listening.
Yeah,
but
just because you haven't had the actual certification itself doesn't mean that you're not qualified.
Yeah. And there's also
that you don't know what you're doing.
There's, like, And that's the other thing. There is no, like, set standard for how to do a piercing, but
no.
There's some things that just comes as just basic knowledge of what you should know. Like, I've seen people pierced with their tongues with a giant curved barbell. Like, I don't know why, but...
That doesn't sound right.
No, and they've also seen, somebody came in with their tragus piercing, was done with a 14-gauge, like, 3/8-inch, like, just big curved barbell. And not only that, when they came in, like, they...
That would be so uncomfortable. It would move so much.
Yeah. How do you clean your ears?
really carefully.
Yeah, but, yeah, I just think people don't know that there's different sizes of jewelry, and that a piercer who knows what they're doing will measure the space that they have to work with and use the proper size jewelry.
They won't
and,
just use whatever jewelry.
Yeah, they're not
around.
Just going to use whatever they have, which...
Like, yeah, I've had some people calling in. Like, actually, one girl called in our shop a couple weeks ago, got pierced somewhere else, and she was complaining because the person that pierced her Monroe pierced it with a larger LeBray stud, which is appropriate. And she's like, so can I change this out today because it's bothering me? I'm like, no. Said it was just done today. You need that length because it's going to swell up on you. If you change that out, good chance it's going to suck into your lip. But
Not only that, but if she tries to change it out, there's a good chance she's going to lose the hole, too, being so fresh.
And from what I found out... I found out, too, from... I've pierced people that have had prior experiences from other shops, and they're just blown away by the fact that I actually tell them how to take care of something. And they tell me how, like, they go to a shop, they get pierced, and they just send them out the door. That shouldn't happen. Like, you should be able to... You should know how to take care of this stuff. It's a responsibility. For some piercings, up to almost a year of your responsibility of taking care of that thing. Because if you're constantly changing the jewelry because you want a new look in there, you're probably going to fuck it up. Like, don't touch the shit. Let it heal.
Yeah, don't touch. That's, like, the biggest thing.
We had a girl at work. She got her ear done, and she had the barbell on the top, and then she got her tragus? Is that with it? Okay.
Your little nub?
Yeah, little nub. And, the piercer had told her to get a cotton swab and get soapy water and clean it out to make sure you get all the crusties off of it every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, cool, but, like, your ear's all yellow and it's, like, a lot of blood. And I think that something's wrong, dude. And she was just like, no, this is what they told me to do. Luckily, it did actually heal properly then eventually, but she ended up having to get, like, the salt water soak and, like, just kind of not mess with
which
it.
Which is, like,
but
recommended anyway.
She got them in opposite ears on the same day. Where do you sleep?
Like, lobes is okay. Lobes are a lot more forgiving, but if you're going into the cartilage...
Yeah, it was, like, both
break
on
that
the
shit
same.
Up.
I was like, that's what's going on, dude, because you're, like... You're sleeping on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know. A lot of people too, like, they're just, myself included, sometimes just a whore for the money. But like, so they'll take the person's money and pierce both sides. But for myself, though, if someone wants to get, like, both of their traguses, tragi, however,
tragi.
But if they want to get those done at the same time, I'll tell them don't.
Yeah.
So because it's not going to heal up properly. Like, you're always going to phone off one side of the other.
Yeah, you at least explain the warnings of it. And if someone's insistent on it, they're insistent on it.
Yeah.
You want to give them a good, clean piercing.
Well, it's the same thing with, like, the big thing right now is, as modern teenagers will call it, gauging, which don't.
I wanted to get into that. That was on my paper.
They're not gauges. There are proper names for every kind of jewelry.
Like, gauging is just... refers to the thickness of the jewelry, like the size of the jewelry. Like, but there's different types of jewelry. There's plugs if they're solid. There's eyelets if they're open.
Or tunnels.
Flesh tunnel, yeah.
Like, every jewelry has a proper terminology to it.
Yes.
But gauging is not proper terminology at all.
It is stretching.
Yeah. Yeah, stretching. That is the proper verb to use. But if you're stretching...
gauging is like estimating something. Yeah. Like, I'm going to gauge someone's reaction.
And, like, the gauge with piercing only refers to size of the jewelry, and that only goes up to a certain size.
Yep.
Like, triple zero gauge is the biggest gauge jewelry you're going to get.
From there,
anything
you're going into
that,
inch increments.
Yes, then you're going into, you know, size.
And, like, the thing in my lip has a gauge to it. The thing in my ears have gauges, you know?
Yeah.
But don't ask someone, like, dude, you got
sweet size
gauges.
Yeah.
How big are those?
I will punch you in the fucking face if you say that.
What gauges are those? Dude, I hear it almost every day.
Yeah,
almost
what kind of gauges do you guys sell here? We don't.
I haven't heard. I've heard it from people who have them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, lots of people.
In your body.
Yeah.
Well, learn what they're called.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, when something catches on, it becomes part of the
part of the norm.
Accepted vernacular of younger people. Like even like older people are problem with it too is with tongue rings.
Oh God, that's I not hate a ring. That. Well, like, at best, you call it a stud.
Yeah. Well, even like a even it goes as far back as earrings. Like how many earrings are actually rings?
Well,
yeah,
hoops.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah, unless it's a hoop, it's not a fucking ear ring. It is, by definition, not a ring.
Yeah, but either way, like, if you're stretching, don't, like, just go to the next size because it's not sore anymore. Try to wait at least a good month in between because if not, you could tear it, you could cause problems, you have a blowout. Take your time with the shit.
Yeah, I've had a blowout before. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, just look up blowouts because I didn't know what they were at first, so I looked them up on the internet. I was like, Google search.
It's nasty looking.
No! Yeah, because I know people that, like, will go, like, 2 weeks and then, like, go for a bigger one. And I'm like,
oh, that's crazy.
No, you want to wait at least a month
I waited, between like, stretching. 6 months between all of mine.
Well, even, like, just a lady, Elaine Angel, she's a huge name in body piercing. If you're into body piercing, you've probably heard her name. Mm-hmm. But she even talks about with stretching to wait the full healing time of the piercing between stretches just to make sure you're not tearing anything to bring an infection in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could completely reverse your progress in no time by fucking it up. Yeah. So just take your time. You can have the big holes, but don't try to have them in a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now, I just put larger size eyelets in my earlobes.
Some sweet
and
gauges.
Totally. One of them, it's crusting a little. I've got a little, you know, plasma going on, and I'm going to wait till that heals before I try to shove anything larger in there.
Definitely a good idea.
Yeah. I don't want to blow out.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the people who get them, like, punched?
Like, dermal punches. That's a that's a different story.
The ones actually in your ears are like, I've seen people do like actual surgical like slits in their ears to get them.
AJ got his he got a triangle cut out of his holes.
Did he?
Years ago. Yeah, back like maybe the one within the first year or two we were together.
Okay.
This guy that was visiting from he was working there from Massachusetts or something at Totem, and they took like a triangle out of like the top of each of his holes to stretch him bigger, faster. And he was just telling me the other day that he really regrets getting it done because now it stretches up and it stretches differently. Like it doesn't stretch the same way that it would have if he would have just stayed in the normal spot.
Yeah, because your ears will go in, like, their natural progression of, like, the way that they're
formed.
Like, it can be done. It's just a matter of, like, make sure you go to someone that knows what they're doing and can do it properly. Like, there's a guy that he actually is in New York, and his name is Brian Decker. And he knows his shit. Like, he does tongue splittings, but he does it properly. He doesn't do, like, some hacks at other shops that just might kind of, like, experiment with somebody.
I'm planning on going to him to get my ears pointed in the future.
Nice. Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I talked to him because I actually have thinning lobes in between my first two holes. So I was talking to him about like possibly like just slicing that open and just making one large hole for the first ones. Mm. So he said at this point I can't go any larger because if I do, I'll probably just tear it anyways.
Mm. Yeah, you're getting a little thin there.
Yeah. We'll have to take a picture of your ears for the
my holes. Webpage.
How long have you had the third hole stretched out? I don't remember seeing that before.
I think I started that probably like a year and a half ago. And then I've been slowly working on the conscious too, but
stretching cartilage is a touchy thing.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It burns like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I was stretching my septum for a while and I fucking quit doing that because it just sucked. I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Well, the septum tends to stretch pretty easily until you start hitting against the cartilage.
Mm-hmm. I think I got like up to an 8 gauge and I was like, fuck this, I'm done.
I could probably go pretty big on mine. I have a lot of skin.
Yeah, that's what, like, I have a pretty big...
And that piercing never closed.
Jeff, what size is Jeff's septum? Because he can get, either, like, a bone-looking thing in it.
His is either a 0 or 00. I'm not positive.
No shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he keeps an eyelet in it, and then he just wears, I think, like, either 12 or 14 gauge jewelry.
I have no idea.
I think mine's a 0 gauge, and in order to keep it in place, like the grommets, because there's not enough flat area to keep the grommets on.
Mm.
So I actually have like one of the silicone tunnels.
Oh, that's smart.
I have that in there, and that keeps it in place.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. And people also ask about like piercings. They will smell. It's just like a natural like exuit that they emit of, like, dead skin cells.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, dead skin and sweat and shit's gonna build up on, and you need to take it out at least, like, 2 to 3 times a week.
Just take it out, take care of it.
Once it's healed, not while it's healing. Yeah. Don't take it out in the first 6 weeks, because that's just bad plan.
Mine I just take out when I clean my face at night. Like, when I take off my makeup, I just take them out and clean everything.
Also, different types of jewel, like, different materials that you can get will prevent that from happening. Like, when we used to wear wood tunnels all the time, and you never had any buildup, no smell, no nothing on them, ever.
Yeah. Like, if you have a large enough piercing, like, with ears, like, wood is an incredible material to get jewelry for, because, you won't have any kind of the ear funk. It won't smell, because it's porous, it allows your ear to breathe, and I highly recommend looking at
wood. If you have problems with, like, sore ears and stuff, they really help to, like, heal them up and stuff.
I've tried glass, plastics, metals.
I have a lot of issues with plastics. Mm-hmm. I can't wear plastics in my ears. They'll just get, like, infected. They'll just get red and itchy. Yeah.
Well, another problem with plastics is, like, if it's, with any kind of acrylic, you can't actually put an autoclave because the heat will melt it. Mm-hmm. You also can't clean it with any kind of harsher chemicals. You can't use any kind of alcohol to it. Alcohol will actually crack acrylic, so will expose you to high heat. So you can only clean it with just soap and water.
Yeah.
So it's not as sanitary as other materials you can use.
While we're at it, you just you mentioned a fancy word there. You want to explain what an autoclave is and why it's important?
Mm-hmm. An autoclave is a pressure vessel that sterilizes the components that you use in order to perform a piercing. It doesn't sterilize needles, as you should know. If you're getting pierced, it should only be a single-use needle. It should never be used on anybody else and cleaned up again. But other things they use, the clamps, the jewelry, it should all be put in an autoclave that runs.
And jewelry should also be single-use. That should be brand spanking new jewelry your piercer's putting in you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be, like, getting your jewelry from your friend. Or also, like, don't try to buy jewelry from a, like, piercing pagoda, because it's probably not the highest quality jewelry. Like, if you're buying, like, a gold nostril screw with a diamond in it, diamond quotation marks, for $25,
that's not gold.
That's
and
not
diamond.
Gold. It's not a diamond. It's at most maybe gold plated and maybe like a piece of glass cut to look like a diamond.
Yeah,
most,
but that's going to be nickel underneath.
Most
and that's
women
gonna...
should already know that, because a lot of women have, like, piercing allergies.
Yeah, but a lot of women don't. You know, like, especially younger girls, they don't know.
Yeah, like I've known that from, like, a young age that I can't put any kind of nickel or anything in my ears. Like, it has to be real.
Yeah, any kind of, like, nickel impurity in my jewelry, I'll know right away, because I will fucking itch.
And I can't even use, like stainless steel. Like, I have to use the surgical-grade stainless steel in my ears, because it won't heal.
Yeah, like, implant-grade surgical stainless, if there is any nickel in it, it's in the center of the jewelry, and it's surrounded by the implant-grade metal, so it never actually comes in contact with the skin.
Yeah, and it's thick enough. It's not, like, gold plating or anything. No. It's,
well, that as well as the titanium. Titanium by itself is naturally hypoallergenic, so you shouldn't have a problem with titanium.
And the fun thing about titanium is it comes in color.
It does. And actually found out that the reason why the color is actually also a natural component of it, depending on how it's treated.
Isn't it called, like, anodized?
Because of the level of anodization. I don't know if that's a real word, but
maybe sure, we'll go with
up.
It.
Yeah.
That sounds smart.
But no matter how they anodize it, like, because I guess it actually goes by the thickness of it, determines the color that it's going to come out to.
Nice.
Cool. But back to autoclaves. If I were to go to a shop that had an autoclave or didn't have an autoclave, what's your recommended path of action?
I'd recommend turn around, leave the shop, and come to Totem Tattoo.
Ha.
But also, if they have an autoclave, they should have a spore test run at least once a month, and they should have that prominently displayed so you can see that the autoclave is working, and they don't just have it sitting there, look pretty, and make you think they're sterilizing their shit.
Yeah. I know when I'm there, like, I hear that thing go off probably at least once.
And right now we have one that actually, every time it goes off, it sounds like the fucker's gonna blow up. it reminds me of, like, episodes of Mythbusters where they have, like, the hot water heater, like, turn into the rocket.
Oh my god. You crack it and it's like Satan's gonna come out of that thing.
Or just like waiting, like to pull down the button and the turn is like a Wile E. Coyote thing, or like the whole thing like shoots up through the roof and just kind of looking up like dumbfounded.
Call your landlord, like, so. Oops.
So I think it should come
There's
down
a
soon.
Hole and, like, in the roof.
We're thinking about putting in a skylight.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
We already have the hole there. We just need to kind of like trim it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But also, then I've heard some other stories of some shops they've gone to where the person got to the back room, and although the stuff wasn't packaged originally, everything was already open before they even got there.
Yeah,
that's important, yeah, to like, open it in front of the client.
Yeah, make sure you actually see them opening up what they're going to be using on you, because that way you know that it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it hasn't been sitting there for the last day or so. And
yeah, and it should be like a sealed packet, not like a fucking like baggie or something.
Yeah, not like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also heard like a guy that he was piercing somebody that you think he was barefoot at the time, and
holy shit.
And he was holding onto the chick's lip, and somebody came in to show his apparently awesome Pez dispenser collection. And so he's like turning around, like as he's holding onto the lip and like grabbing the lip and like jerking around to check it out. And just completely oblivious to what's going on.
Wow.
And like the crazy thing about this is until people have a good piercing experience, they believe that is
that's the norm,
a common occurrence.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be like piercing, even if it hurts, it should be for a second. It shouldn't be excruciating pain for 15 minutes or however long it takes someone to push a needle through.
Yeah. But, or, you know, God forbid they lose the hole and are just trying to jam the jewelry through your skin.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Yeah, so do some research. Like, there's good shops out there. Mm-hmm. There's also bad shops out there. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, safepiercing.org gives you a lot of good information and stuff to look for.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a piercer and you want to get some good information, the APP puts on a piercing conference in Vegas every year where they provide all kinds of classes on anatomy and infection control.
Yeah, and at the very least, we had mentioned Elaine Angel. She had just recently, within the last like 5 years, put out the book The Piercing Bible.
That's also definitely a good book,
which is a very handy reference tool for both piercers and piercees alike, which I intend on getting one of these days. Someday.
Do you know where you could get it from?
Amazon.com.
And you know what?
You're
going to hate me for this, but we recently shopped on Amazon, and I don't think we clicked the purple banner. But it was Jeff. He was in charge of the shopping, so you yell at him for that shit.
We're actually not allowed to use it.
Oh.
So they're not going to know.
If it's to your house.
Yeah, it's coming to our house. Like
it's on the air.
They'll never listen. Are you fucking Amazon kidding me?
Isn't just the
Mr. Amazon.
Isn't just the popular Outcast though not allowed to use it? Because
it's literally just us in this house. If it ships to our
It's not even like a popular Outcast email address that he used. It was just like his generic Gmail, and I didn't even think of it till afterwards. I'm like, fuck, we didn't click on the purple banner on popularoutcast.com after we cleared our cookies.
That's okay.
Is that good enough for our thing? Sure. Go to audibletrial.com.
And you guys didn't get an idea of what you guys spend.
I don't know.
What?
Something on popular.
You guys didn't get an idea of what you guys are spending.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a percentage of the...
We're going to buy cruise ships, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard we get enough to buy a cruise ship.
We really should get cruise ships.
Make sure we take it to Gilligan's Island.
Does anybody else listen to Mike Carpenter's podcast with headphones on?
No.
Dude, I can't fucking take it. He does his fucking Amazon.com ad.
Oh, the
and he's all like, whispering up into the mic. And I'm like, it's fucking weird. I can't handle this.
I don't think I would be able to handle that in my ear.
I didn't like
ear.
It either.
It's almost like you can
and
hear
I wasn't
them,
listening
like,
to
you,
it.
You can feel him breathing into your ear.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I'm like, no, this is uncomfortable.
I keep looking, make sure he's not behind you.
I can't stand when people actually talk in my ear.
Why is Mike in my house right now?
What the fuck?
You don't live here anymore.
I could ask.
I'm shopping Amazon, gamma damn it.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I gotta piece up to the potty. I drank too much beer.
Uh oh.
Aethlyn's gonna leave.
Do me a favor.
No.
She needs a. Okay. He needs a battery.
Yeah. If you go into our, it's a big favor. You can say no.
No, it's fine. Just make it quick.
in the bedroom, there's there should be the BioShock tote
BioShock
bag.
Tote? Okay.
It's a big canvas looking
About wares.
Just you'll be able to see it. I'm certain it'll be there on
you
the
You just want me to bring
chair.
The bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Go use the potty.
if you guys want to read this, that's fine. I found this thing, this pick, this news story that I wanted to, that I thought you guys could ask Mr. Tucci about. Do you want to read it?
Oh, now I feel like I have to pee too.
Crazy.
Senate passes bill to ban certain tattoos and body piercings. The Senate, Little Rock, Arkansas, the Senate passed a bill on Tuesday that would ban non-traditional body art and skin implants. That's bullshit. The bill's sponsor, Senator Blah Blah Blah, wants to limit body art procedures. Particularly, they want to limit procedures, particularly scarification and dermal implants. By a 26-4 vote, the Senate moved to outlaw scarification, a procedure involving the scarring of the skin using heat to form a tattoo without ink, and implants that place ornaments under the skin. The bill now goes to the House.
No,
what
I don't,
the hell?
I don't agree with the complete outlawing of it. I believe that if you know what you're doing and you're proficient in the practice of it, that you should be allowed to do that. But there is, like, for people that, I know dermals are really popular right now, you need to know it is a serious piercing.
Yeah.
When they do those, it could end up being surgical removal later on if it, it heals up properly.
Or non-surgical, yeah, or complete horrific removal.
You could also remove it by, like, snagging on the towel in the shower.
I wanted the one thing that I wanted to bring up that I thought was kind of interesting, because I've read this, like, several times, because that's, I just analyze everything I read.
What is that picture?
That's a picture of somebody who had a dermal put into their ring finger.
Oh, okay.
Which I actually considered doing.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a really bad place, though.
Yeah, that is a really bad place.
Terrible. But it says that this is the part that I thought that was crazy. They say particularly scarification and dermal implants. They moved to outlaw scarification, and this is what they say, a procedure involving the scarring of the skin using heat to form a tattoo without ink. So that's the only way they're doing it there?
Yeah, no, I thought scarification could be with just slicing.
Yeah.
Well, that
more sounds like, almost sounds more like branding, but scarification can be done with a tattoo machine, and the way I've heard about it, too, it's actually a somewhat disgusting procedure.
Yeah.
Because the way I heard this tattoo guy describe it was, normally tattoo needles, you want them to be all, like, flush and even and, like, no jags or anything. But he says actually taking the needles and, like, slamming against the table just to fuck them up. And then as you're just tattoo someone and just, like, chewing up the skin. So there's just, like, flesh flying everywhere.
Well, people probably don't understand that with the tattoo needle. They're actually, a tattoo needle most of the time is normally a grouping of a bunch of different needles. Yes. It's not just a single needle. People probably might not know that.
I'm sorry, I didn't clarify.
So when you're smashing the tip of the tattoo needle, it's spreading out all, like, the whole grouping of needles and just making,
crazy. Just tearing up the skin.
Extremely painful.
Yeah. And I think, the other thing that I think is that really concerning about that is that, one, apparently either the news people or the people who are passing this law to outlaw certain things don't know how the things are performed. They don't know anything other than a bunch of people are doing it and this is bad. But I can see why they're probably doing it, because there's a lot of people who are getting it done who aren't taking care of it, who aren't being smart about it, and they're getting infected and then going to hospital.
Right.
So instead of outlawing the practice, why not make it harder to, because, like, if, am I right in this, in order to use a scalpel you have to have some sort of certification?
Yeah,
you need to have, like, a
medical
license.
Tucci's not allowed to use a scalpel.
Actually, hid your tote bag somewhere.
I didn't move it, you just brought it home.
I just brought it home.
What's, well, so even, like,
I didn't see,
why am I,
I would like
sure it's
to
in your bedroom. Why am I moving things be.
Did you leave it downstairs? I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what
that would be really weird if I just left it in the car and then I'm a piece of shit. Like,
God damn it, I spent like 5 minutes over
I'm
there.
I'm so,
like,
sorry.
It's not,
no.
I don't.
All right, well, I'm going to scram.
Is it
but
the wrong color?
No, like, I'm a piece of shit.
I don't know what I'm looking
for. Oh,
I'm
stop.
The dumbest dumb butt.
Okay.
But anyway.
But yeah, like I would like to be able to use a scalpel, like, in order even to help aid the removal of the dermals, but you need to be able to be, like, a medical practitioner in order to use a scalpel, because basically performing a medical procedure.
Right.
Like, as piercing, you can allow to use needles, but that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
even the kind of dermal punches, even kind of, like, pushing the envelope.
So that's
bit.
Probably, yeah, so it was probably, like, people who were like, oh, I can't use a scalpel, so I'm going to do this stupid thing with this needle.
Yep.
And then they, now they're causing more problems instead of just, like, it seems like America still doesn't quite get this stuff, but they're getting closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they said anything about heat.
Right.
Because that's not even... The heat is that's branding.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only thing I've ever heard of. That was
probably just the news
heat.
People...
Oh, man, I missed something fun.
Just a lot of
the Fox News... it's not Fox News. It's like... It's a story from, like, the Arkansas. Fox News 16 or whatever. It's from Arkansas. They're trying to ban Senate by a 26-4 vote. The Senate moved to outlaw scarification and dermals in Little Rock, Arkansas. And it seems like, because of the way they explained it, was scarification is using heat to form a tattoo without ink. That's how they're explaining scarification to people.
No.
It's like, yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
Not at all.
What's what even
so it passed at the Senate, now it's going on to the House.
Right, like, which means that there are going to be people in at least Little Rock, Arkansas, that are going to have branding banned when they thought it was going to be scarf. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like people have no idea what it
true.
Is.
True. So, I mean, they're... But are they going to be able to brand cattle?
Oh. Right.
Speaking of which, I actually had a really strange experience with a lady called up the shop the one time and asked me if I would pierce her. I think there was like 5 snow white kittens with
I remember that
different colored pieces of jewelry so she could tell them apart.
Kidding?
Pierce
no.
the kittens?
Well, she told me, she's like, you know how like how they with cattle they pierce like the bull rings, and she's like, now I have 5 snow white kittens, I can't really tell them apart, and like people pierce like nostrils with different colored gems. I'm like, can we pierce each of their ears with a different colored gem so I can tell them apart?
So this what crazy lady
collar on them.
That's what I was just gonna say. So she's never heard of collars.
Well, first I said to her, I said, honestly, I don't feel comfortable doing that. I can't have cats in the shop. She's like, oh, we can do it out in my van in the parking lot.
Oh my god,
or not.
She's insane. Okay,
so I just want to have fun with.
How about you don't have 5 fucking cats?
Why do you have 5 cats that all look the same?
Oh, I think she had a litter of kittens. Right?
Oh, probably.
I don't know what happened, but
like you're gonna sell the cats, be like, it's a little extra. Because they have
I got them pierced. Yeah.
I got them pierced, and it's awesome. They're going to be like, what the... What?
Wow. That's what experience. I wanted to fuck with Miss Ruth though. So I don't feel comfortable doing that, but you can call my boss.
Oh
like,
my god.
I'll give you the number up to Williamsport.
Oh no.
So she called Ruth and I got like a call from Ruth like 15 minutes later. She's like, you will not believe what I just got. I'm like, a lady wanted your peers or cats, didn't she? She's like, how did you know? I'm like, I told her to call you.
I should start doing that.
I also, another lady,
we won't do that, but here's the number for pet. Yeah.
But there's some other people that have had just absurd piercing questions. Like a lady she heard that piercing with guns is bad, which cool. I will agree that is
because you can't sterilize a gun.
Like, and even like because of. You're not piercing with a needle, so you're just using like the back of an earring to use a lot of force to pierce that.
And those are
ring into it.
They're pointy, but they're nowhere near needle sharp.
No, and even because of the amount of force too, the blood can actually aerosolize with the piercing, and that can get into components of the gun, and they can't clean by just wiping around the outside with an alcohol wipe or something.
Yeah, like you can sanitize that gun as much as you want with alcohol and whatnot. You can't sterilize it because those things have plastic components.
Yeah, so you can still have other people's blood.
I didn't even
think
about any. All of my earrings have been done by a gun.
Well, then I've seen like
Pergoda or Walmart.
Like I've seen so many people too, like with piercings, like really fucking crooked, really low, really high. Like
My earlobes are uneven. One is lower than the other. I had them done with a gun when I was like 3 or 4.
Yeah, so even if you're getting your earlobes done, if you plan on stretching, definitely go to someone that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
So they're pierced properly, so you're not stretching.
Don't go to like Piercing really Pagoda or Claire's. Whoever has just like sit in this chair, pick your jewelry. Your piercing's free with the jewelry. Yeah.
Well, I had a lady call up and I think she wanted me to pierce. I think it was a 8-month-old granddaughter.
Oh hell no!
And wanted me to pierce her earlobes. And Ruth told me it was up to my discretion of whether or not I felt comfortable doing that. And no, I'm sorry. I'm like, with a needle, like an open needle exposed, I can't have the risk the chance of the grandchild like reaching up and
jabbing themselves. And not only that, like just wiggling out of the way, they're not going to sit still.
No, but the other one, one of the craziest ones I've had was I had a mom call up and want me to pierce her, I think it was a 13-year-old daughter's belly button and 15-year-old daughter's nipples.
How about underage nipples? No.
Yeah. How about those poor little children are like wearing thongs and already like whoring themselves out, and their mom's like okay with that?
So I don't know what it
is
with
parenting
like
parenting is that.
I don't know if it's like nowadays, like people like wanting to be the cool parent and allowing your kids to get this stuff done and just want to give in to them, but don't. First off, I'm like,
you can get your piercer sent to jail if you get your underage kid's nipples pierced.
Not only that, like when you're 15, your body's still growing.
Yeah. Like, that's why you also don't tattoo underage kids, because they're not done growing.
Well, then they make like mentally really and dumb physically. Decisions.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a kid, like, I was at Target the other night. I don't know if you need to take that out.
No, we can't. Target's fine.
You say Target, cool.
We don't work there.
No, it's fine. We're not bad-mouthing Target. And even if we work, fuck them, whatever.
But
we
this kid, like, he was like, it looked like he was maybe, like, 16, already had, like, full sleeves.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude.
I'm like, wait. That's from that place.
Yeah, then again, like, Jeff and I realized today, like, we honestly can't tell the difference between, like, teenagers and college kids anymore, because it's, like, back to school week for Susquehanna, and, like, there's a shit ton of people at Target today, and we're like, I don't know how many of these people are, like, 14, and how many of them are, like, college kids.
Yes. Yeah, I'm college age, and I have no idea.
So, yeah, you're, like, prime college age.
Yeah, and I have no idea, like, the difference between, like, a 14-year-old and, like, a 20-year-old. Yeah.
Not only that, just, like, I found just from people that have come in, like, people, like, at our shop, we'll only pierce, like, people that are 16 or older.
Yeah.
But there's people that come in that are, like, 12 that, because of the shit that people are consuming in their food, it's just developing bodies in that where you can't even tell anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's people that look like they could be, like, 18 and they're 13.
Because of, like, the freaking hormones and beef and all that shit that I have, like, freaking giant boobs and started growing them at third grade.
Technically, that's a bad thing.
Because I want it. It is a bad thing.
It is when you got boobs and
it is
elementary
when you have
school.
To deal with them.
Yeah.
They didn't even make me popular.
I deal with them all the time.
Well, that was your attitude,
you're a lucky
too.
Man. Well, yeah. I actually just found out. This is a fun story. I'll tell it on the podcast. Found out I am so unpopular. I was so unpopular in high school. Guess when my five-year class reunion was?
What's that?
Last night.
What? That's okay.
Nobody told me.
I haven't found out about any of my class reunions.
Nobody fucking told me.
But honestly, like, I wouldn't really go to them either because...
Well, no, like, I just wanted the happiness of just being like, I'm not going. Yeah. I didn't even get an invite. Nobody told me.
Was it an actual scheduled thing? Yeah. Like, did a lot
of
them.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, the problem with,
they
like...
They didn't invite me.
Like, I went
I
to,
hate you people.
I went to
like
Sunbury,
you.
And,
sure, you're not listening.
Almost, like, any bar you go to in Sunbury, it's almost
it's a class reunion
class
every
reunion
night.
Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I not for didn't me. Really talk to you guys in high school. You didn't talk to me. Like,
yeah, my class president is on my ass on Facebook right now to, like, give up my address because she wants, like, everybody to be at the class reunion, and I'm like,
I don't want you to know where I live.
Yeah. For one.
There's this kid I actually went to high school with that I went and grabbed some pizza at a local pizza place. I'm just not use names, but...
Fair enough.
But I was down there, and we were talking, and this one kid was from... he knew my family from back in the day, so we were talking that, and he heard my name was Santucci, and the kid behind the counter was like, I only knew one Santucci in high school, John Santucci. I'm like, yep, that's me.
That's great.
You obviously didn't know him very well, did you?
He's like, what? I was like, I just remember the kid with, like, black hair, and I'm like, yep, kind of changed a little bit. Like, first off, not black, but, don't really remember too much, but okay, cool.
What? Yeah, anybody describes me, I'm like, that bitchy redhead? Yumby. Hi. That's over. Yeah, it's me.
But there's other people that, like, they just want to start talking to me now because I work at the tattoo shop. And
so they think you can...
So, can you give me a deal on a tattoo? First off, no.
No?
First off, no, because I don't tattoo. Yeah. Number two, no, because I don't fucking know you or like you.
And number three, I'm at a bar, so I want to drink and get fucked up, so leave me alone.
Yeah.
Go away.
I like when people ask me if I can get them a deal on a tattoo.
What are you supposed
That's
to do?
That's gotta be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren, can you sleep with your husband so I get, like, a cheaper tattoo?
Right?
Can you help me out?
No, I will not.
God,
well,
sleeping
I will.
With your husband,
why
that's
would
the
I
worst
sleep
thing.
Oh, actually, recently
sorry, if
out,
I'm
like...
sleeping with him for free tattoos, they're for me.
My brother just called me up the other day, and he's like, so, do you want some free tattoos? Like, I'm like,
no.
So who are these tattoos from? He's like, me.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
That's, like, adorably awful.
Your younger brother?
No, older.
What?
Oh, he's been asking me. He's like, so when are you going to start tattooing? I'm like, never, because my artwork looks like ash, and it's not going to be on someone's body for the rest of their life.
Like, I will put a needle straight through your skin like nobody's business.
So, but you can take that out later on if you don't like it. But no, his artwork is just like... It's not good either. But so he's always like, so why not? I'm like, because, dude, I don't want shit on me. I'm like, I got too much good stuff on me. I don't want to get AJ to have to cover anything up that you do. He's like, come on. I'm like, no. He's like, I've been tattooing on that, like, that fake skin. And it's just like real skin.
He's
like,
shelled out for fake skin.
Wow. I'm like, it's nothing like real skin.
Where do you get fake skin?
Yeah, you can buy it.
Yeah.
It's like a rectangular, like, hard pad. Like, it's almost maybe like a quarter inch thick. It's supposed to respond like real skin.
Yeah, we had them in beauty school for learning how to do eyebrows. They had like hair threaded through them. Okay. They were fucking creepy.
I told him, I said, like, you're not going to have the contours of the body of real skin. Mm-mm. Like, it's not going to stretch like real skin. Mm-mm. It's nothing like real skin.
Don't they do it on pigs, though? I've seen them.
Some people do. It depends on what shop you apprentice at. Mm.
But there's just so many people out there, too, that are just, they're just picking up machines for, like, $20 online and, like, all the equipment and just assuming that, oh,
tattoo computer, parties.
I can draw.
Yeah.
But, I know somebody like that.
Yeah. Like my brother.
I have a leg to prove that
I'm
like that.
Your leg is not that bad, though.
It is not that bad.
No,
that's some of the better work I've seen from her.
I've seen worse.
Yeah, she did decent.
Well, like, the worst part of the story with my brother, though, was he went on to tell me, he's like, oh, I got some people from work, which he works at. He's a corrections officer, I think somewhere near Lewistown.
Oh, great.
But he's like,
you know... Is he going to start tattooing the client?
Well, like, I guess I'm tired of the corrections officers, but he's like, you know that Iwo Jima monument of, like, the guys hoisting the flag?
Oh, God.
The guy wants me to do that on him, on his leg.
Don't... No.
Five stick figures and a pole.
Yeah, he's like, I already drew it up, and he keeps asking me when I'm gonna do it. I'm like, don't.
Oh my God.
And he's like, so he starts asking me questions about like what's better, rotary or coil machines, and I'm like, dude, just stop, please. Don't fuck anybody up.
Just stop asking it.
Yeah.
No.
Just taking care of your prisoners, and that's good enough.
Yeah.
That's where you should start. If you wanna do tattoos, you should just call the prison.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's what I said. Odds are it's gonna be cleaner
on his clients.
What's cleaner than the shit they do to themselves.
Well, he won't complicate stuff. He's like, so, what kind of needle grouping are you using there? What are you making your pigment from? Oh, really? Like, chest pieces and urine? Oh, cool. Should try that.
Spit and ashes? Awesome.
Graphite, usually.
Needle and thread, no kidding.
Wow, I think I should do my old lady's tattoo like that. Actually, I saw a tattoo. Like, this guy was traveling around the country, or not the country, traveling around the world, and he was just going to different cultures and different tribes and getting tribal tattoos done. And the one tribe actually used a needle and thread, and they would dip the needle into pigment, and they just thread it through the skin, so that each pass would have two dots, and the whole thing would just be almost kind of like stippling, just the whole dot work.
Neat. I like the turtle that Buffalo Bill has on his throat that was done with the tapping stick. I don't know what the proper name is.
Holy shit, that's what he got that.
With Borneo headhunters.
Yeah, Borneo headhunters.
Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up.
He said, he told AJ, he's like, we could never do that to anybody at our shop. He's like, it'd be fucking torture.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But that, he's just, besides that, he's like, just the dude's like, pulling his skin and just ripping down his chest hair. He's like, that fucking sucked too.
I bet.
The buffalo is a hairy fella.
Oh yeah.
But I just gotta think that's gotta suck too. Just constant tapping, like, just
on throat. Your neck.
Yeah, I don't know about the throat. Like, I'd like to experience that once. I don't know where though. Definitely not the throat. That is brave.
It's a weird fucking feeling.
I bet. But, like, this is the closest I've gotten, is I've got, like, a honeybee, like, just off my jaw.
But, like, even with, like, I had just had my neck stretched out when they did mine, and it felt like there was, like, constantly, like, something, like, in your throat, like, caught in your throat.
Well, Denise has her throat done, and she said it wasn't even that bad.
Like, most of it, like, it wasn't bad. The only places that sucked was, like, scars I had from previous piercings. That fucking sucked. Like, even, like, I was just fucking with the dude, like, towards, like... The gorilla side was 6.5 hours, and towards the end, like, he's like going over a couple more passes around that. I'm like, dude, I'm like, you're not even tattooing there. You just fuck with me, just taking a dry needle over that spot. So, he was telling me throughout the tattoo, he's like, dude, he's like, you sit like a fucking rock. He's like, that's like, I wish everyone could sit like you. He's like, you're not clenching your teeth, nothing. He's like, I don't know how the fuck you do it. He's like, I was bitching the whole time I got mine done.
Nice.
So I thought he was just fucking me, just going over the scar just to make me feel some pain. Like, yeah. Scars, scars suck. But I heard you guys also talking on the last podcast about my armpit.
Yeah. Oh, and, yeah, your bearded clam. Yeah.
That fucking sucked, too.
I bet it did. Yeah. I talked to Miss Ruth about she has those Guy Aitchison flower stars in her armpits, and she's like, it was the worst thing ever. She's like, I almost passed out. She's like, I swear my eyes just rolled back in my head.
Well, that, not only that, like, besides the armpit, it was the armpits and the ribs. Mm. And so there was no, like, comfortable spot the whole tattoo. And not only that, tattooing uncomfortable, but in order to get it done, I had to like have my arm like jacked back and like kind of tweaked all up just to try to make a flat canvas for him, and that just like kept putting a big fucking kink in my arm. And he's like, I was trying to go soft so I didn't dislocate your shoulder. Like, cool, I appreciate that,
thanks.
But that was, I think that was 2.5 hours, and yeah, it was
okay.
It,
well, that's reasonable. Like, I mean, it sucks, but it's not, you know, 6 hours on your throat or anything.
No. Well, that's the last ones I've got has been six and a half hours for this one. I think 7.5 hours for this side.
Oh, man.
And then I think the head was 6 or 7 hours.
It's crazy, man.
And that, like, and both, like, the guy that sucked doing the head and the armpit, like, he was a dry wiper.
Oh.
So it was like 6 hours in and like just taking a dry paper towel and like wiping everything off.
What the fuck is the point of that?
That kind of sucked. But it was at the Harrisburg Tattoo Convention too, so it was just all loud shit, so I just kind of just zoned out and passed out for a little while. And only times it like really woke me up was like right around the ear. That kind of sucked.
Dude, I don't think I've ever sat that long for a session.
Well, even both of these guys too, like, they don't take breaks either. Like with both sides of my neck and my head, there was like 2 5-minute breaks for me to get up and take a piss, and that was it.
Wow.
The rest was just kind of sitting through and just getting tortured.
Good God. But it was worth it. That's insane.
Shit, son. Right. So, Anything else we want to talk about in the realm of body modification that's not tattooing?
Any
other piercing or...
I forgot what it was.
Needle type.
You do the scalpel type once in a while too, don't you?
Yeah, we do those. Like I said too, like, for people that are into like constantly changing their piercings out because they want something new, like want something dangly and pretty or gaudy or whatever the fuck you want, dermals aren't for you.
No.
Like, when you get a dermal, you don't want to ever change it, because when you're changing it, you can end up irritating it, causing it to grow out on you.
Yeah, but I thought that was the whole point of getting dermals, that you could easily change the tops on them.
Yeah,
no, there's no easy way to even change the tops. Like, they tell you when you do a dermal, you want to just keep the top in that you have in there.
I have seen though jewelry where it is meant to be like interchanged for dermals. You can change like the color of your gem or something, like it just
doesn't it just screw on like the post sticks up out of the skin.
Yeah,
but how do you hold the rest of it?
That's the problem with like it requires special tools to change it. So people like there's people I've had called me at the shop that they're at home trying to change it on their own. But no, you need a tool that holds onto the base, that keeps it in place so it's not moving around, so you can grab onto it, keep it still, and remove the top. Because they do make like tops that are made just for like initial piercings for when they swell up on you, that you can change later on. But other than that, you can end up, if you're not doing it properly, you can end up irritating it and causing it to grow out faster. Watch out for snaggage.
Yeah.
Snaggage is a big factor with thermals. Like, they pop out on people all the time. And just go to places where they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And make sure you know what's going on, because like I said, it could be a surgical procedure later on to remove it. So if you're going to have a job where you can't have a dermal on your face, don't fucking get a dermal on your face.
Yeah.
Also, if you're 16, don't get a dermal on your face, because it's going to close a lot of fucking doors.
How about if you're 16, don't get a fucking dermal.
Like, if you ever have to take them out, like, I have a huge pit on my chest now. Like, a big, like, not a pit, but there's a hole there. And, I had one, like, Tucci did one on me, and I was in the shower the one time, and, you know, with the puff thing, and got it caught.
Evil poof ball.
And it halfway pulled out, so it was, like, kind of leaning forward.
No way to get it back in.
I ended up popping it back in. Like, I was just wiggling it around, and it hurt so bad. Like, and I'm just wiggling it around, and I finally got the little thing to go back under the skin, but it never grew straight then. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to see, like, the top of it was kind of poking out through my skin, like the top of the flat bottom. And I could see it through my skin. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go to Tucci to get it taken out, and he can't use the scalpel, so he couldn't actually remove it, and it wouldn't just pull out because, like, the bottom half of it was embedded in my skin. Ugh. So he was like, boy, it took like 10 minutes, and I was back there, like, screaming. I'm like, fucking motherfucker, fucking, fucking. Like, everybody out in the lobby was like, holy shit.
You just have to saw with a needle.
He was like just picking at it with a freaking needle.
You're like taking, like, the edge of, like, a 12 gauge needle and just trying to, like, you just kind of cut away where it's attached.
I was like, just fucking grab it and rip it out. But that would have sucked really bad.
Yeah, that would have left a way worse scar.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't recommend getting them, but really know what you're getting into when you get them. Because
research.
Yeah, like, especially on your face. Like, if you ever, oh my God, I couldn't imagine having big holes like that in
Bill,
my face.
Bill, didn't your sister have them on her chest when she got in her accident?
Yep.
Yeah, like,
the doctors
didn't know how to take them out. Didn't they actually call you?
Well, no, like, I found out that
I forget. Because
they just took a scalpel and cut around, like, the whole area.
Yeah.
Where it was done.
Yeah. Wow. They didn't do it very well. But yeah, she was in a car accident and they had to take it out because she had to have an X-ray done. So to figure out what all was broken, and they had to take them out.
They shouldn't have had to.
They
take
shouldn't
those
have had to take that out for an X-ray. I had an X-ray done with a barbell on my tongue. It looked really cool.
That's true. I was in a car accident when I was 17, and they made me take out, like, all my ear jewelry. Yeah.
But if you X-rays. Have to have it in, though, they'll let you leave it in.
Yeah, that's even, like, most good quality jewelry is, I believe the term is non-ferrous, which is just non-magnetic, so it's not gonna, even if you have an MRI, it's never gonna pull out of your body. You don't have to worry about, like, ripping out or anything. Like,
I didn't know that. I heard that MRIs, no matter what, they're gonna pull. No.
I had, a CAT scan, actually, and they didn't make me take anything out. And even, like, my underwire bra, they just made me, like, pull up.
Well, the CAT scan is different, because that doesn't use magnets.
Oh, okay.
But there's even a guy that went in, like, he had just a fuckload of piercings that he went into an MRI and with everything in, and it didn't have any effect on it. Like, the only thing that it can affect with an MRI is if it's in the location of what's being imaged.
Mm-hmm.
It can distort the imagery a little bit, but it's as long as it's good quality jewelry, it's not going to pull out at all.
Yeah.
The only problem they do have if you go in for, like, a surgical procedure is if they need to do any kind of, I don't know if it's, like, electrical.
Oh, if they have to use the paddles?
Yeah, they said something that it might end up, like, burning the area, like, where the metal is located.
When I was in labor, the anesthesiologist nurse made me take out all of my jewelry for whatever reason. Like, she's like, if you have to go for a C-section, like, you can't have any of that in. You have to take it out right now. I was like, that's dumb, but okay.
I think I had to take all mine out when I was in the hospital for my appendix.
Like, pretty much almost any medical procedure, they tell you have to take them out. Like, it went for, I think it was, like, a colonoscopy, and they told me to take all the jewelry out. Like,
what?
Seriously? I'm like,
there's no jewelry in my ass, but all right.
Never got my asshole pierced, so I think we should be good.
Have you ever pierced an asshole?
No, I never will either.
I don't think that's recommended.
That. Not only that, that's just, like,
stupid.
That you can have all kinds of problems because, like, that's not healthy shit that's coming out of there. Like, no pun intended. But no, like, but it's like,
but that's like, that is a hard muscle too to be piercing through. Yeah. Like, you should don't mess with that.
No, it's actually, like, there's a website, like the BME zine. I don't think it's just things now, just BME.com. But they've actually had stuff where people do asshole piercings.
What?
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, because you see it on BME does not mean it should be done.
Or that everybody can or is qualified to do it.
Yeah, there's some things, too, that people should use some discretion with, too. Like, I saw a picture of somebody that was pierced at a shop where she didn't have any other piercings, but got a big barbell through her nose.
A rhino?
A deep rhino piercing. It was like just a straight barbell, just like straight up and down, like as far back as it'll let her go until like close to the bone of the nose itself. And even they talk about, like, because of the way the anatomy is based, like there's no way of getting a straight piercing because it's always going to get deflected off the hard cartilage in the center.
Yeah.
So no matter what, you can have a big fucking gaudy, like, big barbell that's off center, like, through your nose. And she didn't have, like, any tattoos, any piercings, and they did it because they probably wanted to experiment on her, and she also thought it looked cute in a badass kind of way.
Yeah.
It was on BME's blog. They actually put it up there, and they said, like, the question was, like, should this be done? Like, they just experimented with, like, tongue splitting as well, but they did, like, this Brian Decker guy I was talking about, when he does it properly where he'll split it, but he'll also suture up both sides so it doesn't re-heal.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were doing, they were just cutting his tongue and just hoping to heal it up on its own.
And he wants you to, Brian Decker also wants you to come back regularly to, like, check on it. He wants you back, I think, within the first month.
Well, actually,
or is it 1 week?
Yeah, I was contacting him because actually I was looking at getting it done. Mm-hmm. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's just kind of cool.
Just looking to get it done, too. Because
you can independently move both sides of your tongue. And, like,
I know, but
it looks really super cool.
Yeah. And it's even, like, I think it was like $300.
We won't talk right.
So yes, actually, there was a whole shitload of people at the Dallas Suspension Convention that had theirs done. That
you couldn't tell at all. No, didn't have any kind of lisp at all.
No, it's like with tongue piercing. Like you have to learn to talk again. But yeah, like even the way he does it, he'll suture or like he'll cut it, suture it, and then you come back in a week to have the sutures removed,
mm-hmm.
and that way you can see if there's any regrowth there. But sutures prevent pretty much almost all regrowth.
Yeah, because there's no, like, open skin touching.
Yeah, so if it's done just split and just left to heal, it's going to heal back up.
Yeah.
And that's what happens to the one guy that they did it to, that it healed back up where he has, like, a tiny little split in the front of his tongue.
What would you eat when that is getting healed?
Not a lot.
Yeah, pretty much the same things you would do
with a tongue piercing.
Yeah. Maybe a little less. You'd have to rely on, like, a lot of, like, protein shakes and shit to get your nutrients, because you can't, like, have, like, chewing.
That'd be a good weight loss plan, right? Yeah. Back when I got my tongue pierced, it was, like, old school style. When I first started getting everything, like, we were supposed to put Neosporin on our tattoos.
Oh, God.
And just rinse your mouth out with Listerine after you eat or smoke anything. After you get your tongue pierced.
The one, like, almost, I'd say, common misconception is people talk about, they heard don't eat bread if you get your tongue pierced because you'll get a yeast infection.
That's fucking stupid.
No. But what they actually found out, like, from reading the piercing Bible was they said actually what can happen with a piercing, with the tongue piercing, is if they use, like, an alcohol or a harsher mouthwash, if they're using it too much, it can actually disrupt the natural, like,
mm-hmm.
bacteria building in your mouth, and bad shit can overflow, and that mm-hmm. can cause the infection in your mouth. Wow. So that's why you want to use alcohol-free mouthwash. But there's, like, I've had some people with,
like H2 Ocean.
It's alcohol-free, but there, you can get some other stuff out there.
Like, I know. Yeah. There is, like, you can get over-the-counter stuff, a big bottle of, like, non-alcoholic, like, air quotes, Listerine.
Yeah, well, actually, Listerine Zero makes alcohol-free right now.
There you go.
But I've had so many misconceptions of stuff that, I don't know, misconceptions are just really bad myths of, like, the worst one was a chick that, we only pierce people 16, 17 and younger, so she had to be at least 16 or 17. Asked me if it's possible, if she got her belly button pierced, if she removed it, if her intestines could fall out.
Oh my god.
Wow. Only if you get pierced and have a zipper.
Yeah. I'm like, first off, I'm like,
if you have the zipper piercing, it's like a little dangly thing.
I don't know if it's technology that's making people, like, more ignorant nowadays, but just it's completely complete disregard.
You'd think,
like,
it'd be the exact opposite, because, like, so much information is, like, readily available.
You would think, but I think it really is working the opposite.
Well, it's
unfortunate.
It's a matter of, like, what you're looking up to. Like, if you're only on, like, Facebook and talking to your other, like, dumb friends.
That's true.
Like, you're not going to be getting this information.
Yeah. If you're 16 and looking to get a piercing, don't fucking talk to your stupid high school 16-year-old friends.
And don't look on YouTube. Don't watch the videos.
Oh, God, no.
And don't listen to anyone that calls them gauges.
Yeah. You should just stop being friends with that person.
Nothing's going to happen to your intestines. They're going to stay right where they were. Like, you're never piercing that
just
deep.
Just skin.
If someone is piercing that deep, they should be arrested. And
it's only if you untie the belly button that the intestines fall out, right?
That's true. Yeah, it depends on the gauge of the needle I use. The intestines are pretty big, so if I use like a 10 gauge,
it might start seeping out.
Yeah.
It's also, it depends, like, if you're taking a really heavy shit, like, it might pop out.
My pop out the other side.
Just pop out.
Oh, God.
Hey, watch out for that. So make sure you have like only a high fiber Chinese diet like for the next 6 to 9 months.
Little Johnny.
And if you eat Pop Rocks and soda after you eat bone fruit, you're fucked.
Oh, okay. Well, we're over an hour in now, so I think that's a great note to end it on. So thanks for listening to episode 13 of the Girls on Girls podcast, where we talked about piercing. What the fuck did we talk about?
Piercing.
Well, yeah, but like
the proper things if you're like
there you go. Yeah,
all the proper things you should look for.
Knowing your shit when you're putting metal in your body.
Yeah, or just educating you guys a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do it right.
Yeah.
Or pay
don't
the price.
Do it at all.
Don't get your eyebrow pierced because it looks tacky.
And no gauges.
No eyebrow piercings.
Nobody
They're
can pull
fucking
that
gross. So, all right. Anyway, all right. All right, everybody, shut up. Thanks for listening. Bye.
All right, bye.